Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
I really like these guys. We're basically working with three guys there. We have Matt McGloin, Rob Bolden, and Paul Jones. We'll mix and match their reps. You know, each guy will get a chance to rep with the first team. I haven't really watched a lot of Penn State's offense from the past couple of years. That's something that I really wanted to do, was start with a clean slate with these guys and just evaluate them in the winter conditioning and now into spring practice. And to this point, I've been very pleased with these guys. They're competitive guys. They're smart guys. They really want to be coached. They want to be good. And we'll start evaluating them on the football field this afternoon. We got to get better at coaching. We got to get better at playing. We got to get better at understanding schemes. We have to look to improve every single day out on the field. And if we can take that mentality throughout the whole spring, then we will have had a good spring. We've had a really good winter, and it's obvious to us here that we have really good kids here. And guys that want to be good and want to be coached and get better every day. And so we're just really excited about getting out there and starting to play football and watch how these guys react in different situations on the football field. We're very excited about it, and we feel we have a chance to have a good football team, but we got a long way to go. And if hard work is any measure of how good we're going to be, then we're on the right road. Yeah, we're working through all that right now. That's not something that needs to be solved like today. So all I know is that I will call the plays. Charlie Fisher will coach the quarterback. So one thing that we do know right now is during the season, when we come to the sideline for sideline adjustments between series, Charlie will handle that, whether he's in the press box or on the field. We haven't decided where everybody is yet, and then I'll watch the whole game. So I'll be involved in everything as far as the management of the game goes. That to me is something that has to be the strength of the head coach. And so those are things that we're going to practice throughout the spring as far as teaching our players situational football. But as far as the coaching staff goes, we'll work that during the spring, and then we'll really try to ramp it up during training camp. No, it's not too early. You can see where Fitz and his assistants and his program have had a direct effect on different guys already, like Adam Gress. You know, right now you can see that the offensive tackle for us has had a heck of a winter and has already changed his body. You know, you go from looking one way to looking more like a V shape, and that's what you're looking for in your linemen. And so you know, and there's many other examples of that, and you can see it already in their conditioning levels and their flexibility. And so, you know, we got a long way to go, but there's definitely been an effect on this team over the last 3 months with his program. I'd be glad to elaborate on it. You know, one of the things I wanted to do when I got here was, again, start with a clean slate with these guys. And I didn't want to make any judgments on what they did on the football field, especially offensively, with not really knowing what they were doing scheme-wise offensively, you know, and not really knowing how they were coaching it and all those different things. So I just wanted to start evaluating them in the winter conditioning. And then now in spring practice, I want to start my evaluation then. The other thing about that is I had to decide how to budget my time. You know, I had to decide, you know, what's the most important thing or things for me to get accomplished over the last 3 months. And so it was, you know, making sure I was up to speed on all their academic issues, you know, or situations with each kid on the team, recruiting, and then implementing our systems and evaluating our players in the winter conditioning. So I felt like if I could just take one thing and not do it, that would be evaluating the offense from last year, and now going into spring, I'll continue to evaluate them right now. Larry and Ron have been great, and you know, again, they were highly recommended to me to keep, and I'm glad I did. They've bought into what we're doing, and they're working very hard, and you can see why they were highly recommended. They're great communicators, great teachers, and they've bought into what we're doing here. And so I'm looking forward to continuing to work with them and getting to know them. Yeah, I feel good about recruiting. You know, again, recruiting is it's different than it was 5 years ago. You know, it's Facebook, it's Twitter. There's a lot of different things going on, but I feel good about where we are right now. But again, you never really know until they sign on the dotted line. You know, so we'll just continue to really work hard at it. The only thing we've talked about, a couple of different things. I want a big, fast, physical football team here. So I don't want us to ever be wrong on measurables. Now, that doesn't mean that we're just going to have a bunch of giants. That means that there's exceptions to every rule, but we can't have too many of those. So we want a big, fast, physical football team down the road here. But for us as a football team, it's another opportunity to get better. So for us, it'll be treated like a game scrimmage. We haven't really talked about the specifics of it yet, but I'll be calling plays in that game. Ted will be calling the defense. And you know, that's our final chance before heading into the summer to evaluate our football team and to also, as a coaching staff, treat it like a game with guys in the press box, officials on the field, guys, coaches on the field, translating the play into the players, letting the players play, special teams, and treating that like a game. The more you can practice simulating a game, then when you get to the actual game itself, the operation of the game can be that much easier for you. So to us, I think it's great that that's a big day here, and I'm excited for the fans coming out, and I can't wait to meet a lot of people, but that's a very much of a business day for us.
So from the blue-white game to the quarterbacks to recruiting, really a soup to nuts –